Christ would encourage faith and hope. Quoted, He, Christ, will not be like the teachers of His day. The ostentation and show and parade of piety revealed in the priests and Pharisees is not His way. Quoted, Christ saw the work of the priests and rulers. The very ones who needed help, the afflicted, the distressed, were treated with words of censure and rebuke, and He forbore to speak any word that would break the feeble reed. The dimly burning wick of faith and hope, He would encourage, and not quench. He would feed His flock like a shepherd, He would gather the lambs with His arms, and carry them in His bosom. Faithfulness leads men to praise God. Quoted, this work had been given to Israel, but they had neglected their God-appointed work. Had they been faithful in all parts of the Lord's vineyard, souls would have been converted. The Lord's praise would have been heard from the ends of the earth. From the wilderness and the cities thereof, and from the tops of the mountains, men would have shouted His praise, and told of His glory. We gain victory in His power. The issue of the battle does not rest upon the strength of mortal man. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man, He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war, He shall cry, yea, roar, He shall prevail against His enemies. In the power of Him who rides forth conquering and to conquer, weak, finite man may gain the victory. God's army magnifies the law. Those who belong to Christ's army must work with concerted action. They cannot be faithful soldiers unless they obey orders. United action is essential. An army in which every part acts without reference to the other parts has no real strength. In order to add new territory to Christ's kingdom, His soldiers must act in concert. He calls for a united army, which moves steadily forward, not for a company composed of independent atoms. The strength of His army is to be used for one great purpose. Its efforts are to be concentrated upon one great point, the magnifying of the laws of His kingdom before the world, before angels, and before men.